This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
1.
100
word stories. Hello, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon, and it's time for the 100 Word Stories podcast. I normally read a 100 word story on this podcast, or one of the irregular contributors drops one in my inbox to post here for your enjoyment. But it's Saturday, and it's time for the weekly challenge, where I give out a topic and y'all have a week to come up with your own 100 word stories based on that topic. This is the 16th weekly challenge. Now, most people read their own stories, but some of your voices are just too damn beautiful to record, lest the world be drawn in with your siren song to their doom. That's why I've got a midget sex slave to read the stories, in case it's just too dangerous. The topic this week was a story about farmers and roller coasters. Somehow, 10 of you managed to come up with stories based on that. Well, let's check the results of last week's challenge to see who goes first. And here, carry the two. It is Ellison, a blog to Ellison with 5 votes. Way to go, Ellison. And, well, here's his story.
Hello, this is Ellison welcoming you to another 100 word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Today's 100 word story is Allie. Jonathan peered nervously at the afternoon sky. He didn't like the look of those dark clouds, cyclone clouds. His crop was mere weeks away from harvest. So close, so very close. The wind picked up, and hailstones began to clatter on the ground. Cursing, Jonathan took cover just in time. Chunks of steel rails began falling. Then wooden crossties and supports. Then cars full of screaming riders. Acres of soybeans demolished by the cyclone. Damn this weather! Last year a thunderbolt had laid waste to his sweet corn, and now this. It was tough being a farmer in Roller Coaster Alley. This has been another 100 word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and this is Ellison signing off.
The one and only Ellison. If there were two of him, he'd probably win twice. All right, once we present the winner, we then check out the rookies, and we've got quite a few of them today. Caroline is from a place called Quadra Island. I looked it up on Google's Maps, and it's right up there by Vancouver. That's got to be a pretty place up there. Anyway, here's Caroline's tale.
The price of a field. His field to the fair did Farmer Giles rent. He was thrilled to get the dosh. Dave ran the roller coaster at long air and didn't wash. Each day he smiled a little high, the farmer could care less. With the money in his pocket, he didn't mind a little mess. Every night his lovely daughter went sailing high for free. Her cheeks fair blushed with the rush. She called out, "Wahee!" The week was up, the fair was gone. Dave and Linda cut and run. The farmer, he yelled, "This is wrong!" and grabbed his bloody gun.
It's like poetry! Okay, the next rookie we have here is Houston Keys, and it's the first one we get to hear read aloud by The Midget. Oh no. You brought this on yourself.
Cow-tipping had become a lost art form for many, and the farmer was no exception. The old man had become bored with the random bovine assault and longed for greener pastures, so to speak. Selling the farm for a random series of non-sequentially numbered bills, he invested in the heart-stopping, pulse-pounding action of the massive coronary roller coaster company. Rumor had it, it was the end-all of coasters, a ticket straight to hell itself. The farmer was thrilled by his purchase, until, with a wrench shoved into its cloven hoof, the cow had its revenge.
You just had to let him read the phrase, random bovine assault, didn't you? Oh, great. Now I'm going to have to lay down some newspaper. The third rookie today is Stephen, and he tried to send me his story, but somehow my antivirus program nailed it and chopped it to bits. Oh, so the midget gets to read once again. Oh, great.
Then looked over his creation, the North Beast. 8 months, $10 million in a wheat field later, he had built the thing of his dreams. A huge roller coaster dominated most of his property. Loop-de-loops, upside down, zero-G. All the bells and whistles a proper roller coaster should have. He waited patiently for people to arrive and ride it. Days and then weeks went by, and still no one came. Ned's wife remarked from inside the farmhouse, "If you build it, they will come, my ass." December in Saskatchewan is no time for a roller coaster ride.
What? A fourth rookie? Wow, that's a lot in 1 week. Who put out the notice? Well, thanks to them, and here we've got Debbie. And she's down at the fair.
It's the day he anticipated for so long. Smells and sounds conjure up a similar day. Exactly 34 years ago, summer of 1972, he'd received his draft notice, ready to ship out to boot camp. Last stop? Ohio State Fair. Just him and his girl Margaret, smelling of soap and Lily of the Valley, riding the roller coaster. He stands near the FFA building as Margaret approaches. She still smells the same, but no roller coaster ride today for her, or her old farmer friend. She's three times her former size. They will settle for the average white band concert.
Okay, midget. Back in your cage. Back. 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 All right. That's it for the rookies and the midget for the week. Now we're going to head on to the regular, veteran, recurring... Oh, the gluttons for punishment. First up to bat is Andrew Ian Dodge of the Dodging Reality podcast, Growing Old Disgracefully, Dodge Blogium, and Occasional Tales you might hear on this site now and then.
The roller coaster made the farmer smile as he remembered how much he'd paid for his land that bordered the sea. When he was approached by a consortium, he was unable to resist their generous offer. Now his farm was a theme park. So far, there had been no reports of anything odd happening. His occasional frog-eyed visitors weren't causing trouble. The farmer had worried they might be upset with him. He was here to meet a Mr. Gallat and be shown around. It was going to be a special occasion, he was told. And he was the guest of honor.
Next up to the plate is, well, I can't spell her name right. I can't even pronounce it right. But does she mind? Of course not. It's Liana, back with another story.
Hi there. I'm Liana. This is my 100-word story submission for this week's challenge number 16, the topic being farmer and roller coaster. With his glasses on, the words read much more clearly. Wanted: roller coaster tester. Requirements: must endure varying weather conditions. Well, heck, he worked outside every day. Must be willing to travel. Done every week when selling to the local fairs. Must have stamina. Who better than a man working 14 hours a day on a farm? Must be fearless. Every day he had to wrangle the goat and the bull into their pens. Must carry on insurance. Molly did take out that life policy on him years ago. Yep, I think I'm completely qualified, he said, and gathered his belongings.
We'll see if I spell her name right on the site. Probably not, but I'll do my best. Next up is Caleb from the Black Tie Martini Club Oddcast, and he's serving up another tale as the bartender shakes, stirs, and beats to death your martini.
Hi, my name's Caleb. I'm from the Black Time Martini Club podcast over at blacktimemartiniclub.com, where we, do stuff. I've got a 100-word story here for you that doesn't have a title. Son, you might look out over this field and see nothing but a simple fairground. But looks can be deceiving, my friend. This here's the finest roller coaster farm in all the land. You see, I take old cast-off attractions that nobody wants anymore. I buy them up real cheap, plant them, raise them up to resell in the major amusement parks. Why, take that gleaming carousel over there. 2 years ago, it was just a broken-down pony ride outside of a Kmart. Yep, it's the finest investment opportunity you'll ever find. What can I put you down for, son?
If you're looking for a reason why Israel needs to survive, it's so that Rael of Elms in the Yard can continue to create such wonderful 100-word tales. When I say tales, I don't mean cat tales, even though she takes lots of photos of cats and... Well, here's her story.
Ride of Spring by Rachel Jasko for Lawrence Simon's 100-word story project at podcast.isfullofcrap.com. It was a curiosity, this old wooden roller coaster in his field. People came from miles around to ride it and always left happy. But once every few years, in springtime, the old farmer would loosen a few bolts, make a few secret changes. And then he would give a midnight ride to someone he picked, someone whom he knew no one would miss, a ride that ended in the burning haystack at the other end. It was good that there were no neighbors for miles around. After all, they'd never understand that someone had to appease the old gods.
Finally, we have a tale of revenge from none other than Kolek from The Collective. And here's Kolek.
Hello, Kolek here with a fully assembled 100-word story. Today's story is called Farmer's Revenge. The Afghan farmer joyously watched a Soviet copter enter his valley. This trap took a day of preparation, and now it was paying off. Across the valley, his men fired smoke trail rockets as a diversion, and the pilot panicked, fearing to avoid them. Just right. The farmer activated his Stinger, enjoying the sweet chirping of its sensors. Too late the Russian discovered him, for the Afghan had fired, feeling the familiar roller coaster thrill. In slow motion, the missile struck the helicopter, sending it careening. Later, he was surprised to see the chopper was the one that murdered his wife long ago.
No one would have believed in the early years of the 21st century that our world was being watched by intelligences greater than our own, that as men busied themselves about their various concerns,
Planet Z
observed and studied, the way a man with a microscope might scrutinize the creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water, with infinite complacency. Men went to and fro about the globe, confident of our empire over this world. Yet across the gulf of space, intellects vast and cool and unsympathetic regarded our planet with envious eyes, and slowly and surely wrote a 100-word story.
Lenny's what you would call a booger farmer. Grinning bastard's always got a finger up his nose. Sometimes, two. I swear, the guy must sleep with one up there. We're on the roller coaster when the operator saw some kind of line fall and slammed on the brakes. Drove Lenny's finger straight into his brain. At the funeral home, someone said, "Doesn't he look peaceful?" No, he didn't. His hands were at his sides. Damn, Ritter Mortis. I had to break his arm to put it where it belonged. Pick a winner, Lenny, I said, and stick it under God's throne.
Well, there you have it. 11 stories about farmers and roller coasters. You thought it couldn't be done. Neither could I. But thanks to everyone who rose to the challenge and sent in their stories and did it. A job well done, and I swear, a Nobel Prize in Literature is on the horizons at this rate, based on difficulty factor alone. I'm going to post the theme of the next weekly challenge in a little bit. Until then, you can head over to the archive site at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com and drool with anticipation. And you might want to vote for your favorite from this week. When all the votes are in, the winner will go first in the 17th weekly challenge. They'll pick the topic for the 18th weekly challenge. And one of these days I'll figure out how that all works. There's more to do at the archive site than just vote. There's archives of 100-word stories there, over 700 to choose from, all the past weekly challenges, podcatcher subscription options, so you can just click and add this to your whatever you use. You can rate this podcast in Yahoo, Podcast Alley, Podcast Pickle. Speaking of which, the newest fan is... Oh, great. The pickle's down. Okay, I think the guy's name was Larry something. Started with a W. And I was going to check his stuff out because he had a note in his biography about poetry reading. Know who would be great for a podcast? Maya Angelou. Does she have a cool voice or what? I wonder if she writes 100-word stories. We'll find out next week, I guess. Until then, good night, keep it brief, and I hope to hear from you real soon.